year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 6 minutes after nine. Got two things left to do in this hour. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott. Justin Moore on his tour bus headed to South Carolina to perform tonight. He'll be back in Arkansas over at Magic Springs Saturday night performing. And we're going to visit with his opening act, Tyler Kench, here in just a moment. Glad you're with us today. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. Roger, we have we'll be back in studio tomorrow. And we will be doing the bathtub races in Hot Springs. We'll do the judging Friday night. And then Saturday morning, come on out. We're on the Bath Fitter team. The Bath Fitter tub looks really impressive, Roger. It looks really cool.
What does it say? Like, eat my bubbles or kiss my bubbles.
Is that what it said? I didn't say that. Yeah.
Back of it. Yeah. They did such a great job. They're putting
is that what y'all are riding in?
It is.
I'm riding in it.
Yeah, I'm pushing.
Baz is pushing.
It's four of us that push. We'll have to send you a picture of it. What's going to happen? I'm going to blow out an Achilles or my quad or something, knowing my luck. So I just want to get out of there not injured and that we compete.
Oh, don't say that, man.
I know.
Achilles would be horrible.
I know. I've actually had a partial tear. They are painful. I've never had the full Achilles tear, which is really painful. A good friend of yours had that tore his Achilles?
No, I was just going to say a good friend of mine did it a few years back, and he's like, dude, this is the worst.
it is bad news. As we bring in our next guest here on the Hodges Glass of Right Glass Hotline, this is the song by our next guest that won the Song of the Year, Dancing with a Cowboy, written by Darren Barry. Of course, we're talking about Tyler Kench. Let's listen a little bit of this before we bring in Tyler.
The band is playing a two-stepping song. Must be doing something right. From across the bar comes every cowgirl's dream. A well-worn hat and starch-pressed jeans. It's plain to see he's got her in his sights. So, girl, dancing with the cowboy, hold on tight. Shuffle two step to the left, one to the right. He'll spin you around the dance floor like a wild rodeo. And then he's gonna hold you like he'll never let you go. There's magic in the moment, so take a chance. You might even find yourself a little romance. But that's how it goes. Dancing with a Cowboy.
There it is, the Song of the Year. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. How are y'all?
We're doing good. We got Justin on his tour bus headed to South Carolina, so you'll hear him bounce in and out of our visit with you. And
what's up, Tyler?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you guys have worked together and many times over the years. You have any idea how many times you've opened for Justin? I know you're going to Dewey Beach and doing that again next week, so... but plenty of times opening up for Justin.
Yeah, it's been several. I don't even know now. I think this is our fifth year going to Dewey Beach with him.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's been several things. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Dewey's great. Well, this is not the first time you've won awards at this Arkansas Country Music Awards. I think you were Entertainer of the Year last year. So you keep racking up, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, it's Justin probably remembers at this point in his career, it's tough out there, man. You get more no's than yeses. So any win that you can get, you know, it keeps you motivated to keep pushing and trying to make it in this crazy industry.
Yeah, it's and you're just looking for those.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Go ahead, Justin. Yeah, follow up on that. Yeah, you bet. Go ahead and follow up.
No, I was just going to say, it's well said. I mean, you know, you go into meetings and stuff going, I wonder what their excuse is going to be.
Right.
100%.
Saying no.
You're too country.
And,
what?
And, yeah. Exactly. You're too country. You don't have the songs because they want their writers to write all the songs. I remember, just this is one example. I remember being offered a record deal. This was, 20 years ago. But they go, and so I had my first album done, Tyler. Like, and they go, but you ain't got, they go, we'll sign you, but we also want to sign you to a publishing deal, which is writing. I mean, Tyler knows that, but just for those out there who don't. So they wanted everything of mine is the point. Yeah. And they go, you don't have a producer, and you don't have any songs. Well, so I said, well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for the offer, but I'm going to decline. Because I knew I had the record.
Right.
And, I mean, then my first record came out, and it did what it did. Yep. And I, you know, it was one of those deals where you're like, I told you so-and-so's.
Yeah,
it's all greed, you know. It's greed. They wanted everything. If they couldn't have everything, they didn't want anything. So, but I just say that to Tyler's point. It's like, everybody's trying to screw you. I mean, so anytime you have an opportunity for a win, as Tyler put it, regardless of what it is, you'll take it and put that feather in your cap.
In the music industry, some of those are called 360 deals, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what happened was before, I don't know, but in the 90s, let's say, in early 2000s, you were still selling albums, CDs at the time, which that was a way for Christian, the label, to get their money back on their promotions and all that they spend on you to break you. Well, that started going away because of the changes in technology and all that kind of stuff. And I'm this is a very brief synopsis on this, but so they started going, hey, we got to do something else to make our money back. And so they started taking money off your merch, off your touring, basically everything. So that used to be all the artists, you know, and Tyler knows this. I mean, you used to get all 100% of your merch, 100% of your touring gross. And so they thought, we got to get our money somehow because we're not selling albums anymore. Like, for example, like when, and I'm just relating this to myself just because that's the only comparison I have. When my first two or three albums came out, we sold 100,000 copies the first week. Nowadays, they don't even keep up with it.
Yeah.
Because there is no CD section. It's all
digital.
How many streams you got, and that kind of deal. And it, which is so, it's just, for me, it's bizarre because I got in, Christian, on the very first 360 deals. Prior to me, there was no 360 deals. But I was lucky because I got in on the very beginning. And so comparatively speaking to like guys who would sign now or girls, I have a really good deal, you know, but I don't have as good a deal as I would have before the 360 deals, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it's, and I listen, nobody,
sorry for those out there listening. I'm nerding out on this conversation.
Well, the other thing, Tyler, I've had a chance, and I know Don Grisham's been one of your best supporters, and nobody supports you more than Don. And, man, you've been grinding, and Justin's, you know, he's seen it before. It's a grind, and I got to give you credit for you do it. You have a passion for it, and you love the music, but it hadn't been easy, so, you know, we salute you for...
And he's damn good.
Yeah, and you're talented. I love the fact that you're winning these awards. Somebody just texted me, Ethan texted me and said you won Song of the Year back-to-back. I would imagine Frontlines was the one that won it last year for you, and so you're putting together wins, man, like you're talking about, but I know it's not easy still.
It's not, man. It's not. Especially when y'all are giving out all these Moe's gift cards, so that's why no one's coming to my shows, you know?
Touche. Touche. Well, listen, the good thing is that I love it when you and Justin can play together, and a lot of our Arkansans that we know, looking forward to seeing Joy and Don and everybody there at the concert. And I don't even know what time it starts. We really hadn't mentioned it. What do you guys know what time everything starts? Probably 7 o'clock, I would imagine.
7 o'clock. You know, I wasn't nervous about this show until I found out Klein was opening. So,
that's it. Klein, Klein's opening. That's awesome. I forgot about that. Oh, that's exciting, Justin. That's the first time ever, right?
So I was going to tell you guys. I don't think I did so a couple days ago. But, so Klein, for those out there listening who don't know, that's my youngest daughter. She's 11. She started taking vocal lessons a couple of years ago and at a place called Jetway, which they do a great job over there. It's voice lessons, guitar, any instrument. I mean, and what they do is by age group, they put together, and if I'm saying this wrong, Zach's the one who owns and runs it. Please correct me. But by age group, they put together like little bands.
Yeah.
And they'll go and play. Like I was in, I told you, Baz, you were going, you doing all right? Because I was so tired the last few days. I drove my daughter to Tulsa and they played two nights back to back. I said, sis, you're touring more than I am right now. they put together little bands, and I mean, the band is like her age group and they're playing.
They're good.
Real instruments.
They're good. I saw them. Yeah, they're good.
No tracks and the whole thing. So it is. So, I got to thinking, I'm like, well, I know we got Tyler, but like, I wonder, it might be cool since we're at Magic Springs to have Klein and her band play a few songs. And so that's what they're going to do. And Baz, if we have time, Klein is wanting to call in.
Okay.
But if we don't have time.
We'd love to have her on. I see now, Tyler, you're sandwiched between two Moores. Klein and
Two Moores and Tyler. That's what the show's called now. Two Moores and Tyler.
Very good. Well,
two Moores and a Kent.
I will say this.
That's it.
if you haven't sampled Tyler's music, and I've been fortunate enough because my buddy Don Grisham to go to a lot of your concerts, Tyler. And if you haven't heard his catalog, Bullet or a Bible, Hollow, Magnolia, Frontlines, Dancing with a Cowboy. Check it out, man. It's really good stuff. He puts on a good show, is what Justin said. Energetic. Obviously, you've had some really good success and attention with Frontlines. That's become a very patriotic favorite. And this last one became a very popular dance song in a lot of the dance clubs. So, man, like you said, you're doing good work, man. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday night. As always, and we always love it when you and Justin team up. Yeah, Roger, I went up to Dewey Beach with Greg and Lee, and that thing is a special. You know, they treat you guys like royalty up there. They love both you and Tyler, Justin. But the main thing is Saturday night, get out there and support both Justin and Tyler. And now Klein, make it be a big turnout and a lot of fun.
And Tyler's a veteran as well. So
that's right.
Really appreciate his service.
Good point. Well, TK, thanks for jumping on with us. Look forward to seeing you Saturday night. Keep up the good work. Buddy, congrats on the other night, on your awards the other night.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. We'll see you on Saturday night. That's Tyler Kench, the male vocalist of the year for the Arkansas Country Music Awards. You know, the other thing,
I ain't won that one damn time.
What's a
guy got to do?
I don't know how they do it. I don't know if they recognize. I feel like I don't know if they do recognize, you know, guys like you, or is it just here in Arkansas? I don't know how that works.
It's all statewide talent.
Yeah,
I believe anyway.
Yeah. Well, like
not that the winners of these are not national.
Right.
quality.
National newsworthy.
Right.
Yeah, quality. Yeah, there you go.
Well, did you hear what happened the other night, Justin?
I think that's what they do.
Yeah, they...
I'm obviously kidding.
So, one of the honorees...
What'd they do? No, I didn't.
One of the honorees, I think his name was Alan. I don't have it now. He wrote for Crystal Gayle and produced for Garth Brooks. And Garth Brooks showed up to present his award to him. And the guy was born in North Little Rock. I think he ended up moving to Nashville
pretty quick. The Arkansas Awards?
Yeah, Garth Brooks showed up. Everyone like, what?
How cool is that?
Yeah, Alan Reynolds, that's who it is. And apparently, again, produced two or three of Garth's big albums and Crystal Gayle. I think Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue, Raj, that was her big monster hit.
What?
I think he had something to either wrote it or produced it. So anyway, maybe we need to get him on the show. Well, I mean, he was born in North...
How old is he?
I think he's probably in his 70s.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, but how about that? What respect that Garth came all the way over here to present him his award.
That's
so
big time.
Cool stuff. All right, let's take a break. Come back. Let's go. Let's do graffiti. If you're willing to, let's go. Roger, we good? Can we do graffiti when we come back? All right, thanks to Fitch Brokers. It's our show. You need to calm down over there. Roger, did you bring a bug back from Mexico?
I think you did. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I didn't, wasn't a mule for some stuff, but I don't think it was that.
All right.
Hey, sorry. My tie line keeps going like completely out.
Well, no, Justin, so. I don't hear
you. Who were you saying were in their 70s? Garth?
Yeah, no.
Alan.
Alan. I just went blank on his name.
Alan Bedigan Traherne.
What'd you say?
Alan Bedigan Traherne.
No, it's
Alan Trammell.
It's Alan Reynolds. Alan Reynolds is the guy. That's the guy who
he wrote Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue. He could be on a beach anywhere he wants to after
that. He's got, it's a pretty impressive resume the guy's got. So
it's called a resume. Gosh, man.
All right, here we go. Graffiti when we come back, brought to you by Fitch Brokers. Don't go away.
Trojans are in the Super Regional for the first time. Join the Zone tomorrow from 10 to 1 at Brewski's Pub and Grub in Lakewood Village for a preview of the series with Troy.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the NBA Finals, the Knicks took Game 1 over the Spurs, beating them 105-95. New York used an 11-0 run to close the game. It was their 12th straight win. They're the 7th team in NBA history to have a streak to that length in the playoffs. For single-season playoff streaks, the longest is the Golden State Warriors in 2017, who won 15 in a row en route to a championship. For the Spurs, this is the first time in 6 finals appearances that they've lost a Game 1. They've also never trailed in the finals at any point before Game 7. Game 2 will be tomorrow night at 7:30 on ABC. And tonight will be Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Golden Knights took Game 1 in a thrilling 5-4 win over the Hurricanes on Tuesday. Face-off will be at 7 on ABC. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, maybe a thunderstorm. Otherwise, just mostly cloudy, muggy, and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, warm and muggy, mostly cloudy, down to 68. Tomorrow, warmer up to 87 with a very slight chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Coming up Thursday, wide open show just for you. We'll talk to Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen. Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Green Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. Kevin Hoop Scoop McPherson from Hogville.net. That gives us plenty of time to answer your calls throughout the show. Join us from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-game parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. FanDuel in Arkansas has you covered. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for the bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays, parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oakland Racing Casino Resort. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's time for Graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Bah, bah. All right, we already got callers, 661-1037. Thanks to Chris Walker and Fence Brokers.
Thank you, Chris Walker.
They're ready to go. They're lighting it up. What's
somebody's
that?
In here real quick wants to say something to Chris Walker, because did you know that today is Hug a Cat Day?
It is.
For Chris Walker.
Meow.
that's the Hug a Cat Day. Wow. This is, what does it say, Roger?
It says tourist on same bus as Baz.
In Europe.
Sit down and get off the damn phone. We can't see the tears. Poor guy.
All right, next up. Dirty Red, Clint Sterner. Good morning, Clint.
What's up, Dirty?
Dirty. Dirty Red.
Fellas, the mercury is rising, so that means strapping on your banana hammock and jumping in. Hell, Chief, don't hide under an umbrella because you're self-conscious about your dad bod. Those man boobies are a telltale sign. You got low T, Shamu. Don't be a Moby Dick.
Hell.
Your old lady is still a fan of your cannonballs. TRT can help you make a big splash. Just try not to get in her hair, hog boss.
Wow. He should be riding spots for... Yeah, he should be riding spots for Clint.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he's doing that every week.
So good.
He's good.
Let me
tell
you something, Stern. That last line about don't get that fantastic.
The hair.
Yep.
Yeah. Fake Sterling.
Morning, guys. The Spa City is where it's at. Catch Baz and Rod bathtubbing down Bathhouse Road. Later on that night, catch 2 mores and Tyler at Magic Springs as Steve Harrison gets 1 day closer to his retirement in style. And that's the
truth. Wow, thanks, Sterling. Very nice. Good job. 661-1037. Georgia Tech baseball. They're out of it now. What's up, Georgia Tech?
Anybody here?
No, you're not there. Oh, my goodness. A Tyler Kinch fan. Good morning, Tyler Kinch fan.
Tyler, man, it was great to hear you on there today so Justin could talk for 15 minutes the whole time you were on.
Well, he got into the contract. He got to the contract talk.
That's pretty good.
Let's see.
No mercy, Justin. They have no Melissa. They have no mercy for us.
Who does that say?
That says DeAndra Cole.
Good morning.
Graffiti is to Morning Mayhem as Lindsey Buckingham is to ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that?
Nobody from nowhere. What you got? One sentence only.
So good.
Noah's sweater now offered in sleeveless edition for the summer.
There you go. We got to find that clip somewhere. 661-1037. This is Roger's Follicle Report.
Whoa!
You got that right, baby boy.
Jimmy, one sentence only.
I can't find the Razorback Super Regional Baseball Schedule, Randy.
Oh, that's Jimmy from Grapevine. They're not playing in the Super Regional, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling, legend.
Cupids, good morning. One sentence only.
David, let me get this right. You went to Amsterdam, beautiful country, stayed in a beautiful hotel, had a beautiful woman in the hotel room, and you're out on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning getting your McDonald's snatched?
Yes, thank you, Cupids. I did. I said I got my McDonald's snatched. I did.
He said the McDonald's snatch.
What does that say, Roger?
JM's Zebra.
JM's Zebra. Go ahead.
Stop learning my mustache. I read a rule book.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Doyle Hargrave, what's this only?
We ain't got no damn super regional, Randy.
That's right. We don't, Doyle. Call them today. Hammer him. I want you to call Randy until this World Series is over for the guys, until the point to where he blocks you on the text line, and I'll unblock you when I find out. So, Drive Time Sports, hello.
Come on, Randy. We didn't have no band in Kansas.
It's two back-to-back and belly-to-belly double R rainwater.
Wow, I tell you, that was a fast and furious graffiti.
It kind of woke me up a little smelling salts there because there were some classics.
There was really some good quality in
really
there.
There was good quality.
Yeah, good quality.
Call. About quality.
Thanks to our man Chris Walker.
I thought there would be more baseball hate.
Yeah, there was a little bit.
It's less about actual Razorback sports and more about
It's just
what's happening on the show.
That's right. Well,
all of us.
Yeah. That's right.
Man, we didn't do it Monday, which is usually
That's where we normally like to do. Yeah. Of course, they love the fact that they remember about me being on doing the radio interview on the bus, tour bus, and then being out at 2:30 in the morning. Listen, that's what's so great about our listeners. They pay attention. I mean, they're locked
in. They
do.
That's why you're going to have a best listener contest.
That's right. And Roger, we've got to get that set in the next couple days.
Cheese.
What's that? Yeah, Justin, by the way, as we get ready to talk to your daughter, Klein, he's going to be opening up the show, and then Tyler Kitch and you. Today is National Cheese Day, and we spent the first 20 minutes of the show trying to remember your special cheese that you told us about. We ended up finding a winner who gave him a prize. Would you please tell us your unique favorite cheese?
Oh, gosh, what is it?
Well, we'll have to tell you.
It starts with an M.
Kate.
Starts with an M.
Manchego.
That is it. It tell
what
you.
Is the flavor profile of Manchego?
Yeah, tell us about Manchego or Machete.
The flavor profile of yes. Machete.
Did you say what is the
yes.
Yeah, like profile? What is special about Manchego?
Yeah.
It's a Spanish cheese. Golly, how do
is it
you
hot? Is it smelly?
It?
What's special?
No,
about
it's
Manchego?
Not hot or smelly. It's somewhat tangy.
Okay,
Machete.
That's even better.
Manchego.
Manchego.
I like my cheese to stink.
Django.
No, Manchego.
Manchego one chain. It's Manchego one chain.
Yeah. No, it's. Golly, what's the cheese is the
Gouda?
Golly, no, it's like
Say it!
Waxa or something weird like that. But it's a good melting cheese. It's Spanish.
Oh, it's sheep's milk cheese.
I think it is. I think you're right.
It is. I just looked it up.
I think it is.
I've seen this before, but I've never had it.
It's very, very good.
When we brought this up, Justin, Roger said I was not here when we discussed it.
I think Joe Klein was, and because Roger and I, because we just started going machete or whatever, we just started having fun with the name of it. But I tell you, I give our listeners credit. They, we had several listeners that remembered.
That's right.
And some of them said Gouda and different things. What was the other? So it was the A.
Asiago.
Yeah, and so.
But, do you put manchego on a burger? What do you put manchego on?
You put manchego anywhere.
I use manchego on a rice dish.
Okay,
manchego.
I don't know about that.
You mentioned Spanish rice. You put some Spanish cheese on it?
Yeah, so I do rice. I cook the rice in chicken broth and then put that and a ton of parsley. Then. That's about it.
Yeah,
it's almost like mashed potatoes or something like
and
that.
And I ask, can you get it at Edwards Food Giant or different grocery stores? Is it pretty easy to find? Is it on the cheese aisle?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think so. It's not like it's like super rare.
Right. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline. We've already talked to one of your opening acts Saturday night, but the opening act is Klein Moore. Good morning, Klein. How are you?
Good.
Remind me how old you are, Klein.
I'm 11.
You're 11. I saw you perform with your band a few weeks ago. What's the name of the band?
Static Bloom.
What is it?
Static Bloom.
You guys were amazing. I was so impressed. You didn't seem scared at all. And I thought you might be one of the more shy Moore kids. Comes to find out, you're not the shy Moore kid, are you? You're not shy at all, or Emma?
She's
Justin?
She's the least shy.
Yeah, the least shy.
Moore kid.
Yeah. How many songs will you perform, Klein, Saturday night?
Three.
Do you have your outfit picked out, or y'all have like matching outfits, or do you do your own thing?
Not yet.
You've got, listen.
I don't have my outfit.
We got to get your mama's that right there in that store, Roger. We need to get an outfit for her.
Yeah, I can get you 20% off.
are you excited about performing with your dad on the same ticket as your dad Saturday night? How exciting is that? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you want in your dressing room?
I vaguely remember this segment.
What do you want in your dressing room? Do you want certain candies, certain sodas, or anything like that?
Oh, I want candy.
You like
Cane. Cane. I like Cane.
Okay.
You like Cane. Starbucks and
Chick-fil-A. Okay. Wow.
Very good. Very good. Then I hope your team is listening so that they can take care of you.
Yeah. Justin, is that how excited are you about this? Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Like, all of our kids can sing, like, on key.
Yeah,
but Klein's the only one who's taken an interest in, doing it like, a sport or something.
Right.
And so it's been fun to go watch her do her thing, and she's a really great singer.
Yeah, she's got pipes, man. Yeah, she's got pipes. She sure does, man. She can bring it. And I know there's another young lady. I think that's your friend. That's part of the band too. And what is? I think there's a total of five people in the band. Is that right, Klein? Four or five?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Well, so it starts at 7. It's at Magic Springs. If you don't have tickets, I'm sure you can just go to the Magic Springs website, or you could probably buy tickets at the door. I would imagine.
Sure.
Have you ever been to Magic Springs, Klein? Have you been there before anyway?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Roger, there's a lot of I think we used to do the show.
We did.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to watch you do your thing, Klein. What is your favorite song? Will you cover a song of your dad's, or you guys have your own rock and roll? Listen, they cover some good songs.
Do you sing beer songs?
I wish.
What is your favorite song that you'll be performing Saturday night? Which is it? Is it a cover? Is it original? What's the scoop?
It's a cover.
Okay. Which is your favorite that you're going to perform Saturday night?
I don't want to perform Down the Hill, I guess.
What is it?
Or like Inner Sandman. Down the Hill or Inner Sandman.
Okay. Listen, I was Roger.
Yeah,
I was,
they do Metallica.
I know.
11-year-old is covering Metallica.
No, that's the song that Virginia Tech comes into the field to, right?
It is.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's. I was impressed with that, right, Justin. That I a lot of those kids, besides their band, Klein's band, are playing music from the 70s and 80s. And hey, awesome. If it's good music, it's good music. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So from what we understand, Klein, after that, is there any truth to the rumor that starting in July that Little Piggies is going to be sponsoring a segment with you on the show once a week?
I love it. That's great.
What?
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to talk to my manager.
Please, that's what you need to do. That's right.
It won't be long before Klein's going to go, Dad, I want my own bus.
Will it be pink?
Of course.
Pink bus?
Pink bus, yeah. Well, Klein, we can't wait to see you. It's going to be exciting, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a fun night with you and Tyler and your dad. It's going to be the weather. It'll probably be a little warm. Roger and I will have been out pushing a bathtub in the morning. But we can't wait to see you. Yeah. We're excited about it. Thanks for jumping on with us. Yeah.
Please don't act like you don't know us when we're there.
Thank you.
Please treat us like we're friends.
That's right. You better act nice to us.
Don't do like your dad and say, no. Put him back there.
No meet and greet for Klein. All right. We'll see you Saturday night, Klein. Thanks.
Bye, Klein. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Love you, sissy.
Love you, sissy.
Love you.
She is a pistol. Yeah, and you know, Justin, I thought a couple years ago.
She's a character.
Yeah, I thought
she's the only kid of mine that would come on and do that.
Yeah,
the rest of them would be like, no, no, no dad.
It is, and it seemed like Klein was also shy a few years ago. I was thinking, but man, she's not shy now. She's not shy a bit, and boy, and she's got some. Roger, she can bring the heat. She's got great.
She's my favorite.
Maybe Klein.
She's
Middleton.
You'll get in trouble for that.
Yeah. But the boys are tied for second.
Yeah,
there's
but Roger's done
that.
It too.
But you got three girls.
Yeah.
You got.
She the youngest.
Yeah.
She's the youngest. That's right. Yeah, she's the youngest.
I mean, she is.
Every kid knows.
And she's as cute as can be. All your kids are cute.
How old are yours? Thank you.
5 and 9 months.
How old are yours, Christian?
5 and 9 months.
Both girls? Or?
No, the boy is 5 years old and the girl is 9 months old. So.
Let the boy.
A couple things I got to.
So you got a boy and a girl?
Yes.
I got to read these. Nice. I got to read these real quick. Nice. Somebody from our Middleton Heat and Air text line from the 479. Maybe Klein will write a song about the hogs. Here's one that says, all the Moors.
I hope she does.
All the Moor kids sing on key, but Stevie Wonder and Taylor Swift suck. I love it. Let's see. Somebody said, are you giving away any Justin tickets? You know, we didn't get any tickets, Justin, to the concert. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe I can call Joy and then we can give a few away or something tomorrow.
We don't even have ours yet.
That's right. We got to
figure it out. I'd rather have a burrito if you guys got it.
It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Someone says, I don't agree. I had been wondering about what the music companies were doing since people really didn't buy records anymore. Thanks, Justin, for sharing. So there you go. Good stuff. I am now dumber from having listened to the Justin's description of the cheese.
It's terrible.
Listen, we learn something new on this show every day.
Yeah, we do.
Manchego.
Yeah.
I keep thinking machete.
It's all. That's what you did during that segment. I was here for a split second before I had to leave about 7 o'clock that morning. I had to throw away. Maybe because we called it manchete. Oh, we'd never heard of this.
Well, yeah, because when Justin first said it, we were thinking this is a high-level cheese.
Because the charcuterie board came up.
Oh, that's right. The charcuterie board came up.
That was
remember that, Justin? We talked about the charcuterie board that day, too. We all are trying to get smarter on this show. Oh, little Candyman taking us to break.
You know why?
Why's that?
It was number one on this day back in 1972.
Justin, Sammy Davis Jr. hated this song, hated to record it, but it was his only number one and probably made him more money than any other thing in his career.
The Candyman. Wow.
All right, do not go away. We'll come back and wrap things up.
This would be a great one for Klein to cover. She loves candy.
It would be. That would be cute.
Oh, and the kids would love it.
Yeah. She likes the hard stuff. She likes
to. I know. She wants to start writing beer joint songs.
All right, don't go away. 9:45. The candy man can. The candy man can.
Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The low rates are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the summer auto loan special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their summer special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26 year models, brand new or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Guys, this one's for you. Join Arkansas Urology on Friday, June 5th from 11 to 1 for the grand reopening of the new AU Men's Health Clinic at 1300 Centerview Drive in Little Rock. We're serving up free hamburgers, hot dogs, and chicken strip baskets, plus free men's health screenings. And guys, the first men through the door score a free Arkansas Urology t-shirt. So grab lunch, check your health, and come see the brand new Men's Health Clinic from Arkansas Urology. Visit ArkansasUrology.com. Arkansas Urology, men's health starts here.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Oh, no, I dropped my lip balm in the water. I can't think of anything worse than the looming threat of potentially having chapped lips. Ah, it was ginger vanilla, too, my favorite flavor.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive, so you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at RainbowRestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's Protection Zone, get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services, serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years. They're your small to mid-sized fleet specialists that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation. paid health insurance, and 401k. Paid depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jess, and the Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 950, a couple of messages on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. David shows up at Justin's daughter's softball game, and they lose. Same thing for basketball. David talks about going to a NASCAR race, and Kyle Busch dies.
Oh, my.
Justin, you may not want David to show up to watch your daughter open for you at the concert. No, she's going to do great. She's going to do great. I've heard her perform before. I've watched her. I've gone and watched her sing before, so I can't wait to watch that. So here's another one. It says, Justin's daughter literally sounds just like Justin. Good job, Dad. Here's one that says, sometimes y'all rediscover and relearn things too. Talking about the cheese deal. That's exactly
that
right.
That is true.
That is true.
Hey, Justin, here is a famous country western singer. I'm going to tell you his name and you tell me if you recognize him. Baz, you can too. Baltimore Huerte.
What?
Baltimore.
Freddie Fender. Freddie Fender. I got it. Woo! It's his birthday today, that's why.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
Baltimore Huerte.
I had no idea that was his name.
I didn't either.
That's not going to help him in America. Either.
Christian and I were talking about it this morning. No. You know, I mean, with all... And our show prep, a lot of times...
He got put...
Yeah, he was in prison.
Is that right?
Oh, big time. A lot of our show prep that we get on this...
For literally a joint.
Well, back in those days, it was a different story. For the same, I make that point to say that back in the day, he had to change his name from Baltimore Huerte to Freddie Fender because...
It's a great name.
Well, it didn't sound country.
Yeah.
Baltimore Huerte sounds... You could use it like nobody's business today. But all the actors and actresses and all back in the day, if you were Jewish and what, you had to change your name.
Like they wanted Benicio del Toro to change his name to... Is Benny
right?
something.
Is that right?
It's like, this is terrible. It's like, just keep Benicio del Toro.
Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have our Hulk's Homes movie review on Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Roger has not seen it.
Why should I?
By the way, Freddie Fender, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Oh,
also,
what a great movie.
It is. It's a classic.
Is it? I'm going to watch it.
Can't believe Roger hadn't seen it yet. Another one, Roger, see Michelle Phillips' birthday today.
Very, very good.
82, Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming, Monday. She's 82.
She's the one that clearly didn't fake lip sync on the show or whatever, didn't she? She protested lip syncing.
Yes.
Powerful songs back in the day, California Dreaming.
This is a great song.
It is.
One of the all-timers.
Okay, I'll go back to it. How about this guy?
Is he had a birthday today?
Yeah.
I must have. Oh, Elder Mars. That's right. Elder Mars.
That's right.
Rhythm of the Night. He's 65. Good Lord Almighty.
How about this song?
I'll be sure.
How about this song?
Was that from DeBarge?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
This right here?
Yeah.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia.
In 1972, this Dr. Hook song was number one. The same year that the Candyman was number one in 1972. Also in 1972, this song was number one.
Bum, bum. Bum. I know it's real.
I'll take you there.
I'll take it.
And also this song was number one.
I know it's what?
Sing it.
Sing it, Justin.
I'm the happiest boy in the
yes,
whole
girl.
U.S. In the
Come
whole
on, Phil Elson, put on some headphones
USA.
And start singing with us.
By the way, too.
Hello, sunshine.
On this day in history, we'll let Phil Elson help with this one. This will be Phil. Nobody but Phil. Say hello to Justin Moore. He's on his tour
bus. Hi, Justin. How you doing?
He's on his tour bus to South Carolina tonight.
Hey, Phil. How are you, bud?
I expect Phil to get this in 3 seconds. Right, less than three seconds.
No pressure.
On this day, 54 years ago, in 1972, the Dodgers retired the numbers of these three players. Go.
Don Newcomb, Jackie Robinson, he would have been by then.
Nope.
Koufax.
Koufax, Robinson, one more.
And it would have been, Don Drysdale.
Nope.
Ooh, Maury Wills.
Campanella. So it was Robinson, Koufax, Campanella. You got two out of three. Not bad.
Drysdale played until the late 60s, didn't he?
believe.
Also, let's see if you can get this one, Roger. Humpty Dumpty Supermarket in Oklahoma City on this day in 1937 became the first grocery store to do what?
To use grocery carts.
Doubled the store's business. How about that?
How about
did they back
that?
In the day, you had to
How
walk around with that? A little basket. They go, no, we're going to do a cart.
Dude,
double yeah, their business.
He put wheels
Brilliant.
On a deal.
Put wheels on a cart.
People, think about it. There was not. You didn't have big baskets. People, hell, I can get more stuff.
It's also the first cart to be left in the middle of the parking lot.
Also, yeah, that's
the
right.
First time somebody went, that's it. It's crooked. It hit my buggy.
This is for Justin. 34 years ago on this day, 1992, Elvis got his stamp approved. Was it the young Elvis or the old Elvis, or the chubby Elvis or the young Elvis that got the win? You know, the jumpsuit Elvis in the 70s or the
I
young
have
Elvis?
Them.
Yeah, it's which one got the win? Which one is on the stamp?
The young one.
Young Elvis is correct.
That's I what, have a sheet of them.
You, do you? Yeah, yeah, I think everybody who's an Elvis fan did. Did you know
then.
That on this day Don Knotts won his fifth
I
Emmy?
I did.
For Barney Fife.
Did you
I didn't know he
know,
won five Emmys.
Did you know that two of the Emmys that he won, if I'm not mistaken, if two of the Emmys that Don Knotts won as Barney Fife were on seasons where he only appeared in one
That's
episode,
amazing.
Came back, you know, because he came back from Raleigh to help out a time or two. How about that? How about that?
He left him with wanting more.
Oh, had Kevin Kosel on today for the last time. You've had him for 2 years. What a class act. Great guy. I didn't realize he led the team in every hitting category.
Yes,
everyone.
He did.
Everyone.
I think he was the only player on the team with more extra base hits than singles, too.
Yeah, it was an impressive year. Didn't hit quite for average. 333 last year, 318 this year. Yeah. Go ahead, Justin.
Phil, I'm just curious what your thoughts are. Do you think the portal
11 years
like, overall was somewhat a bust
for Arkansas this year?
I mean they had their moments, but I don't think McAnoo and Pompey. I mean, that's two that come to mind.
I think Pompey ended up having a.
This is not to dog them at all. They didn't do what we thought they were going to do. Is that correct or am I wrong?
I think more new than Pompey, but yeah, but maybe in terms of center field a little bit more so. And they didn't get a lot out of the portal in terms of pitching either, and that'll need to change.
All right, 30 seconds, Phil. What's happening on the zone today?
Oh, we got Paul Simmons coming in from Harding Football. Little Rock pitching coach Evan Lee is going to join us. So is Mayor Frank Scott, Dr. O'Malley coming by to talk some injuries. I got to be injured first. And Barry McKnight, who's the play-by-play for Troy Baseball.
Yeah. Paul Simmons has got his camps coming up. Well, I don't know if they start today or tomorrow. He did two early in the week, two later in the week. Here's one from Candace. Great show today, guys. Love the interview with Coach Cal. Congrats to Klein. I turned 65 last Sunday. Thanks for the great mornings of laughter. Thanks, Candace. Appreciate you listening. Raj, great job.
Great
Justin, great to have you on the bus.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you tomorrow.
To you,
Christian, good job. And thanks Christian. To everybody listening. We appreciate you. Don't go
Sounds
away.
Sounds good.
Zone's up next.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Ruger RXM 9mm on sale for $349.90, $50 savings. Ruger 10/22 Wood 22 Long Rifle on sale for $249.90, $50 savings. Fort Thompson's and Sherwood.